come on, love, it'll do the same thing. And she said, I can't believe it's not butter. It's not the same thing as butter. Are we on?
So this is the audio blog for the Duncan Bark Show, which you can hear every weekday morning from 9 at City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. Thank you for downloading this, because apparently it's on iTunes.
Mm.
And people walk around now listening to the audio blog to find out what we've been talking about and some of the things we might be talking about when they're doing other things. So there could be someone who's listening to this whilst they're walking the dog.
So they're listening to it on personal stereos?
Yeah, they're kind of, it's a white thing. You know, you see these people with white headphones?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they've kind of, you know, they look out the train window and they're miles away. Well, the chances are, I mean, it's kind of like, it's like a Walkman. They'll be listening to what we're going to do on the radio program.
I tell you what, if you want to improve your Walkman,
yeah,
get yourself a Sony Discman.
Oh, yeah.
It actually plays CDs while you're walking around.
Yeah, and you can get the straps, can't you, as well? So you've got both hands free. You can just kind of like have it around your neck.
Yeah. And your tapes won't get chewed up anymore.
Great invention. It's the audio blog, and it's stuff that we've done and stuff that we're going to do. And, it's been all right so far, hasn't it, really?
Yes. Mm. We were a bit tired last week, but I think... Yeah. I think
Why was that?
I don't know why you were tired, but I'd been away, so that was my excuse.
Yeah, you'd been away, and I was just, I need a holiday.
You do need a holiday.
Yeah, I've kind of, you know, sometimes you reach that point where you think, I just need a few days away from it. Not because I don't love it, because I do, but, you know, doing 3 hours of talk radio every morning and coming up with some ideas that people seem to like, it's not an easy thing to do, it takes its toll.
And don't forget that you do, you know, half an hour of prep before and after.
Half an hour?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it takes its toll. I'm just tired because I need a holiday. But we've got some great stuff. What have we done so far recently?
Well, I tell you what I really enjoyed this week. What's and I know like? From the response, people enjoyed it too. Mm. In fact, there was a couple. Monday, I'm not sorry for the slave trade or the potato famine.
No, I'm not.
Kicked off the week nicely.
I wasn't there.
No, nor was I.
Why are you apologising in my name? It had nothing to do with me.
And I'll tell you which one really kicked off as well. The whole, we did quite a sensible one. We looked at the government's green paper on welfare reform.
Yeah.
And you spoke to Stephen Timms, who's the Minister of Employment and Education.
Yeah.
And that kicked off as well.
It was an interesting thing. I've kind of got a view on and why they've decided to release that the week they have. So if you're listening to this audio blog and it's the week commencing the 28th? Yeah, that'd be about right. Yeah. Then it's, we did it last week. And if you're listening to it the week commencing the 21st.
Oh.
What?
You're getting a bit tied up here, aren't
you? No, what I'm saying is, the point is, right, and I'm getting to the point, and if you'd let me get to the point, then I'll get to it a lot quicker, but now you've interrupted me. It's taking... 6! 4! The point is, I know why they've released the welfare green paper.
Why?
Because Thursday, which would be tomorrow, if not, if you're listening to this audio blog next week, then it would have been last Thursday, is the Glasgow East by-election. All right? So they trotted out this thing, this biggest 40 years shake-up of welfare state and reform, blah-de-blah-de-blah, because they want to be perceived to being tough on benefit cheats. Gordon needs all the help he can get.
Plenty of people on benefits in Glasgow East.
Yes.
Very tough part of the world. And the last thing I'm going to say...
Yeah.
About this week,
yeah.
Is that tomorrow,
yeah.
Hopefully, fingers crossed,
yeah.
We are going to have an escort girl in the studio. She's called Mandy.
Mandy.
We got in touch with her after she texted our show last week.
She's a listener.
It was a non-sex-related topic.
Yeah.
She just texted in and happened to mention her profession, her G-string.
And mouthwash.
And we said, let's get her in.
Yeah.
So she's coming in tomorrow.
Let's get it on.
Which, if you're listening... Next week will be last Thursday.
Yeah.
And if you're listening the week after next, it'll be 2 weeks ago on Thursday.
Yeah. It's important we put these things into context. Because I have a theory that any man, I don't care what anyone says, and I'm happy to argue this point till I'm red in the face, and probably will, any man would spend the night with an escort girl if they thought they could get away with it.
I think you will be red in the face when Mandy comes in tomorrow.
Why?
Well, because she might say rude things.
Such as?
You know, stuff that she does.
Well, that's all in the interest of journalism, isn't it? There are certain words we can't use on the radio.
No.
But we can use on a podcast.
What, like? No, I won't say it.
Yeah. So we're going to be doing that conversation. And I'm generally interested for the simple reason that I think there is this perception And, you know, the first to say that we read the stories and it happens in Liverpool as it happens in any other city around the UK, there are people who are forced into the sex trade. Mm. Okay, and that does happen. That's sad. And they're related to gangs and they're related to drugs and that does go on. But equally, there are girls or ladies or women who do it as a lifestyle choice. They do it as a career, career is too strong a word, but it is a they do it as a job to make money. Mm. So I want to explore that in a bit more detail because I think it's important to look at all sides of the story.
Me too. I'm looking forward to it. And if I'm saying this now, I'm looking forward to it tomorrow.
Yeah.
But if I'm saying it next week, then I was looking forward to it the day before it happened.
And if I'm saying it next week or the week after, I'm saying it was good.
Yeah.
Now then, coming up, well, you know, I don't know about your Mrs. B, but my Mrs. B gets really aggravated with me occasionally. Mm. That's just a lot.
I can't imagine that.
Yeah. Because I'll go and have a leak.
Yep. Leek and potato.
No, you know, number one.
Oh, right.
And, I mean, I've actually started sitting down because I got to the stage where I'm quite tall.
That's effeminate.
Why?
Sitting down to wee?
Yeah.
That's effeminate.
Yeah, well, you can't read the paper otherwise, can you?
Oh, no.
Well, you stand up and read the paper and pee.
No, I don't read the paper when I pee.
Why not?
It's just not very civilised.
Well, no one else is there. No one else can tell.
I honestly think there's something wrong with you.
Why?
For sitting down.
Occasionally, I'll sit down and have a pee. Well, on the occasions I don't, Mrs. B gets upset because she says, you haven't peed straight.
She says you don't pee straight?
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought you said because my MP's straight. I thought, well, what's
that
actually, to do with it?
My MP for where I used to live, the jury could be well and truly out, but that's a story for a different day.
It's out for a lot of them.
Sorry,
what you said was I can't pee straight. I'm with you now.
I can't pee straight.
It's been a long day.
It's been a f***ing long day.
Don't say that.
So, I can't pee straight, so we need to ask the question, why can't men pee straight?
Well, let's ask. So, why can't MPs pee straight?
That's so we're going to do that next week. Or if you're listening to this 2 weeks later, that's what we did last week. Also, and this is, I find quite interesting, I went through a phase once of, that sounds like I went through a kind of dodgy thing at school, doesn't it? I went through a phase once. There used to be upon a time when I used to stop and pitch up hitchhikers.
Right.
Don't do it anymore.
Why not?
Well, because I got into a relationship with a woman and she said, you can't be doing that.
Was she one of the ones you'd picked up?
No, sadly not. She said, you can't be doing that because that would be, you know, dangerous and they might be an axe murderer or they might think you're an axe murderer and don't do it. So I stopped doing it. But I think that's kind of, we lost that little, there used to be something quite nice about helping someone out and giving them a lift 30 miles down the road.
I totally agree. And but I also agree, I probably wouldn't do it now. I have done it in the past.
Yeah.
Only because I was with my wife, well, she wasn't my wife at the time, and we saw a girl hitchhiking, and I thought, well, I'm going to pick her up before some lunatic does.
Yes.
So even when I did pick up a hitchhiker, it was still done with the fear in mind of the whole nature of hitchhiking.
Yeah.
But I probably wouldn't do it now. And I do think it's a shame. It's just one of the many little things in society, sort of nice, free things that have been worn away by effectively... It's kind of a health and safety issue, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
It's a health and safety culture.
But it's always looking on the worst side of the potential, isn't it? And I think we're all very guilty of that in this life and as human beings. And we'll be asking the question as part of the show, would you pick up a hitchhiker? Because some people still do, because you see the guys who deliver cars around the country and they have their plates and stuff, always thumbing lifts. I always see it, it seems to be in August. In August on motorways, you got students who maybe are, you know, travelling somewhere. You see that a lot. And I just kind of think we're missing out.
I agree. I think it was big in the war as well.
Yeah.
In the sort of Second World War, if you're a serviceman in uniform especially, then it was basically a guaranteed lift.
But they banned that, didn't they?
Did they?
They banned it recently because it wasn't just a war thing. There used to be a time when anyone who was in an army uniform or a naval uniform, an RAF uniform, kind of like if you saw them, you would stop and give them a lift somewhere. Mm. And I think it was back in the 70s or the 80s that the armed forces said, can't do that because you'll be targeted maybe as a terrorist target.
Yeah.
Because you represent the armed forces in this country.
Understandable.
Yeah. So that's some of the stuff coming up, including National Orgasm Day.
Come again?
I'd like to. Can you spot a faker?
It's one of those questions, isn't it? To be honest, I don't know. I doubt I could.
No, I don't think
I could.
I like
to think I've never seen one.
Yeah. Well, obviously, a man of your stature and sexual ability, I doubt very much you've ever been in that situation.
But would I know the difference?
No.
Difficult to say. I think hopefully we'll be speaking to some kind of sex therapist, won't we, to ask.
I think we need to.
Yeah.
We need to help men out there.
We do.
Because, you know, ladies don't have to worry about it, because I don't think men Well, one, they kind of, it's over and done. Do you know what I mean? Mm. It's wham bam, isn't it? Men couldn't fake it.
It would be a pretty elaborate ruse if they did.
Yeah. So National Orgasm Day, which is, if you're listening to this week, it's next Thursday. If you're listening to this in 2 weeks' time, it was last Thursday, and I hope you had a nice day.
And if you're listening to it next Thursday, yeah. Happy Orgasm Day.
So that's pretty much it. Some of the stuff we've done and some of the stuff that is coming up. And thank you once again for downloading this audio blog. And you can find out more about the Duncan Bark Show, because I am here. He is Will Batchelor. He produces this show. Loads of stuff online at www.citytalk.fm. But then again, you probably knew that because you went there to download this audio blog in the first place.
Correct.
So anyway, what happened after the butter?
Well, anyway, there wasn't any in the end. So I said, well, you know, can we try crisp and dry?